Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. A new tribal state cannabis compact with the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa is expected to increase the supply. Josh Collins with the Office of Cannabis Management says the partnership helps address the shortage.
Tribal compacts are really the opportunity for more products to become available into the system. Fond du Lac is interested in doing wholesaling of some of their product into the state market.
Collins says the White Earth Nation, Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe, and Prairie Island Indian Community also have state cannabis compacts. U.S. Representative Kelly Morrison is back talking to Minnesotans about their health care concerns. One of them, Emily Lassiter, is a wife and mother of two young children with skyrocketing health insurance and already carrying medical debt. Lassiter doesn't know what to do.
It scares me. It honestly scares me a lot to even think about having to make that decision. If anything big happened to health-wise to anyone in our family, it would be devastating for us financially. It could bankrupt us.
Lassiter says if her family loses the Affordable Care Act tax credits, they're looking at coverage costing $800 a month with an extremely high deductible. House Democrats, including U.S. Representative Angie Craig, have sent a letter to the Trump administration demanding that the Secretary of Ag authorize the SNAP contingency fund to provide food assistance for November. This is in response to the government shutdown. All 214 Democrats signed the letter addressed to Secretary of Ag Brooke Rollins, demanding she use the roughly $5 billion contingency fund so 42 million Americans can put food on their tables. It's the most wonderful time of the year, flu season. The University of Minnesota is reminding folks to get their eligible fall vaccines promptly. Professor Rebecca Wirtz recommends getting your flu and COVID vaccinations at the same time and RSV if it applies, simply because it's easier.
There's no higher likelihood of any side effects. They're not less effective if you get them all at the same time. There's no increased incidence of feeling achy or fluish, as some people do.
Wirtz also encourages all children old enough to get their measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. In other headlines, thanks to the DNR for powering this report. As deer hunters take aim this November, the Minnesota DNR is targeting chronic wasting disease with mandatory testing in key zones, acting big game coordinator Paul Burr.
Any deer that's at least 1 year of age or older and is harvested in a CWD zone during opening weekend is required to get sampled. So be aware of those restrictions. We have many different ways you can sample your deer, including staff stations, self-service stations, but we also have mail-in kits. Mail-in kits come with everything you need except for a sharp knife to take your own sample. And it includes a very detailed color book of instructions on, you know, where to make the cut, what tissue you're looking for to collect, and then also has everything you need to ship the sample to us. And really, we encourage those hunters to check our website for all available options to them.
The 2025 firearms deer season opens Saturday, November 8th. This is MNN.